the last All Aboard for the London to Toronto GO Train pilot project at Stratford's train station ended Friday night. The London to Toronto service, started in 2021, extended from beyond GO Transit's Kitchener line with stops in Stratford and St. Mary's, connecting that corridor. Service was twice a day on weekdays, with an early morning trip and another return trip in the evenings. Although no alternative is set up, leaving some residents and visitors in a lurch, the establishment of some sort of passenger rail service has become a priority for the City of Stratford staff and council. City staff were given the go-ahead from council to look into alternatives for the GO train service. Per the report provided to council, staff will actively pursue short-term alternative options, such as an expanded PC Connect service, while they continue to advocate for better passenger rail options for residents and visitors alike. James Freichethavong delegated before council about the service. Calling mass transit the embodiment of connection, he implored council to advocate for transit that is accessible, affordable, and dependable. He also spoke about a petition he has on keeping the London to Toronto pilot going. Our petition, with over 2,500 signatures, speaks to the timing issues with the current VIA line and its cost-prohibitive nature compared to the soon-ending GO trial, Freichethavong said. Dozens of comments revealed that many people rely on the GO train for their daily commute, it's a lifeline to them. Staff and elected officials alike will continue advocating other institutions for service, they have said. Notably, Transport Canada is in the midst of investigating future investments in southwestern Ontario's rail infrastructure. The findings of that study are anticipated by the end of 2023. As Cown. Larry McCabe said, public transportation out of the city will be huge as Stratford continues to grow as a municipality. It's going to be important for the future of the city of Stratford if it's going to survive as a vibrant community, McCabe said. We need those connections. People who are located in more rural areas of the province are slowly becoming disadvantaged by the lack of opportunity.